We're coming to the end of Chodesh Elul, just a few short days before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yom Adin. What can we do to put ourselves on the road to Tshuva? Perhaps we can glean an insight from this week's parasha. The pasuk says at the end of Parashat Nitzavim, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo neflesi mimcha. This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not removed from you, lo b'shamayim hi v'lo me'ever layom hi. It's not in shamayim, it's not across the oceans. Ki kor ve'elach ha'adav ha'ma'o b'ficha b'lvav chalasosa. It's very close to you, the Torah says. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart to do. What's the ki ha-mitzvah hazos? What's the mitzvah that the Torah is referring to? So the Ramban has a famous comment here. The ki ha-mitzvah hazos is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah that the Torah talks about previously, in the previous psukim. Shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo, v'ata soshuv v'shamata b'kol Hashem. That's the mitzvah that the Torah is talking about over here with ki ha-mitzvah hazos. But Rashi seems to interpret that ki ha-mitzvah hazos is talking about Talmud Torah. Rashi writes, Kikor ve'elecha, HaTorah nitna lochem b'ksavu b'alpeh. What is Kikor ve'elecha hadavim? Oh, the Torah is given you. It's Torah, this Torah shebeksav, this Torah shebalpeh. You have the Torah, it's Kikor ve'elecha ma'od. It would seem as though that's the mitzvah hazos that the Torah is talking about, according to Rashi. And in fact, the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Nun Hei seems to explain this way. It seems to understand, Chazal understood that these psukim are talking about Torah. So how do we understand what the Ramban is saying? The Ramban says the psukim refer to tshuva. Rashi and the Gemara in Erevin say that it refers to Talmud Torah. How can we reconcile the Ramban with the Gemara in Erevin? Maybe the answer is that the pasuk is really referring to both. It's referring both to tshuva and to Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is a derech. It's a path to tshuva. It's a way to reconnect with Hashem. And how is that? Ramban writes in his Akdama to Chamisha Chumshe Torah that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the entire Torah is composed of Shemos Hashem. Obviously, there's deep meaning to this statement of the Kabbalah, but on a simple level, what this comment, this idea that the Torah is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what this is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel put his essence into the Torah. This is what the Gemara in Shabbos seems to imply. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Hei writes, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first words HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bnei Yisrael at the Maimed HaSinai. What does Anochi mean? The Gemara interprets that it's a Rosh Tevos. Anon Nafshi Ksivas Yehovis. Anon Nafshi, I myself, Ani Ba'atzmi, as Rashi says, I myself, I wrote the Torah, and I gave you the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I myself, anon nafshi, ani ba'atzmi. But the lashon anon nafshi implies, Hashem is really saying, I wrote my nefesh into the Torah. I put my essence into the Torah. I myself wrote it, but anon nafshi, I put my nefesh into the Torah. So by learning Torah, you can appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. And that's what the Ramban writes in his drosha, Torah Hashem Temima. He says that the main way to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is through learning Torah. Even more than looking at the Bria. We know by looking into Teva, looking into nature, we can appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty and his grandeur. But how do you understand, how do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence? How can you perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos in the best possible way? That's through Talmud Torah. By learning Torah, we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We somehow feel Him differently. We feel a closeness to Him. We feel a connection to Him. We feel a Kirvas Elokim. Just look at people who were not so spiritually attuned, and then they're exposed to Torah, and they learn seriously, and they become different people. How does that happen? That's the koach of Torah. Torah has the ability to purify, and to inspire, and to bring us close. We feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently. We perceive Him differently. Talmud Torah has that incredible power to elevate a person. And maybe that's what Chazal meant when they said that Ki HaMitzvah Hazos refers to Talmud Torah and to Tshuva. Because it's through Talmud Torah that we can come to Tshuva. What is tshuva? Mabit writes in the Sefer Beis Elokim and Shara Tshuva in Perek Aleph that tshuva is kreva laHashem meirichok hachit. It means to come close to Hashem from being so distant. Faith distances us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva brings us close. Talmud Torah is a way to accelerate the process of tshuva, to forge a new connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness. And maybe that's why we have two brachas in the Shemona Esrei that talk about tshuva. We have the bracha of Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. We ask for slicha, mechila, v'chapara from the averes that we've done. But before Slach Lanu, we say, Ashiveinu Avinu l'sar asecha. Return us to your Torah. V'achzireinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. Torah, tshuva. Why are we putting the two in the same bracha? The answer is, hainu hach, that's it. It's through Talmud Torah that we can achieve a tshuva. Not just a tshuva, but a tshuva shleima. A real tshuva, a complete tshuva, because through tshuva, through Talmud Torah, we gain a kirvas Elokim, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness. We feel lifanecha, we feel lifnei Hashem. That's the special nature of Talmud Torah, that when we strengthen ourselves in Talmud Torah, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness, we feel a tshuva shleima lifanecha. You know, in some of the Rosh Hashanah Machzorim they have before the Tkiah Shofar, they quote Rav Sadja Gaon's different reasons for Tkiah Shofar. The 10 reasons he gives. Of course, the most famous is that Shofar is ma'orer a person to tshuva, it awakens a person. But another time that the Rav Sadja Gaon brings is that the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is a zechet to the Shofar of Matan Torah. And in fact, in the section of Shofros in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have a number of psukim that refer to the shofros of Maimed HaSinai. What's the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Kabbalah Sator? The answer is Kabbalah Sator really symbolizes the essence of tshuva. Kabbalah Sator was a time that we experienced the ultimate Gilui Shechina, the greatest Gilui Shechina that ever was. We experienced the greatest Kiras HaLokim that we ever had. And the emes is, through Talmud Torah, we can tap in to that experience. We can tap into the Kiras HaLokim that we found. Talmud Torah brings us close. We feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness through Talmud Torah. And that's how, through Talmud Torah, we can experience a tshuva shleima lefanecha. Baruch Hashem, we have such a unique zechus here at Yeshiva. We're surrounded by so many opportunities to learn Torah. But our years here at Yeshiva are limited. These are golden years. Take advantage of every moment that you have here to try to accomplish as much as you can. Because these are years that can have a transformative effect. They can help us connect with Hashem. They can elevate us. They can make us into different people. If we do our best to be Mischazik and Talmud Torah, hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see how much we want to connect to Him. And He'll respond by granting us a year health and happiness of mazel and bracha and so much growth. We should all be zochet with siva, with chasima tova, with shnas chayim, with shalom.